Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Spectacles, testicles, watches, and wallet. It's not my watch. I'm fiddling in my pocket. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Super Dave 2687. Oh, I wonder if it's the real Super Dave. Oh, no, he's no longer with us, but maybe he left us that before he passed on and shuffled off this mortal coil. Who knows? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition, week 4 of our strike era. That's right. The WGA and SAG strike is here, and the quality of our guests has dropped precipitously. We have had podcasters on, and this week is no exception. We have a fellow podcaster here. Wait a minute. No, he's also directed something. He's in the DGA.
That's right.
And let's let me take a look at what he directed. Shorts to promote going to movies?
No, not shorts, just commercials.
Long commercials? Fucking Christ. All right, well, we'll talk to him anyway. We'll hear about these commercials that he's...
Should I just apologize up front?
Yeah, sure. I'd appreciate
me?
It. I wish more guests would do that.
I am so sorry that you don't have someone young and not as...
Dumb, full of cum.
Boring. I mean, someone you are young full of and cum. Dumb. Yeah, but it is. You do not want it. Not this
it's
cum.
It's been very backed up for about 30 years.
I'm sorry.
Yes, no, I appreciate that. And you know what? You were a TV star at one point, but we can't even talk about that in the strike.
That's right, because then someone will go look up clips.
Someone will go watch an old episode of Conan.
We'll discover
and they'll
Conan.
Monetize
wait, Conan a what?
Conan a wow? You know him from his podcast. What is this, the Ten Commandments?
Oh, my God. You know what it is. You know what it is.
What if it was you just reciting the Ten Commandments every single episode? Thou shalt not covet thou neighbor's wife.
Thou shalt not skip this Better Help ad.
No, his show is, I know it's a number.
The Three Questions,
Questions, that's right. With Andy Richter. Please
you were a guest on it.
I was. Yeah.
You asked me. We had a lovely conversation.
You asked me between 2 and 4 questions, as I recall.
Yeah, yep. I did. I did.
Please
and
welcome
you were
the
shifty on all of them.
I was a very please welcome the titular Andy Richter. Hello.
Hi, how are
How's
you?
How's it feel to be titular?
Hot, perky, pert, pouting.
Welcome back to the
what
show.
What are pouting bosoms? I've never understood
I
that.
I know. One's pouting. Where I guess the nipples are frowning a little bit.
Maybe
or...
that would be like weird boobs, I would think, would be pouting.
Or what's the weirdest set you've ever seen, Andy? This is what men talk about on podcasts.
A kid in high school had ridiculously puffy nipples.
Huh.
Like just they were, it was like half a strawberry.
Interesting.
Yeah,
which
it was
half?
Really weird. Oh my God. I don't know, right or left. Wouldn't it be the same? Oh, you mean or like how you would?
No, I'm the top half, bottom half. Are you cutting strawberries lengthwise?
Yes, yes.
What kind of lunatic are you?
That's how I would always cut strawberries.
No, Oh, okay. If you're cutting the top off first.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm assuming this guy had a head?
Yeah, no, but there was a little green tuft on the top of each nipple.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying lengthwise cutting. No, yeah, big puffy nipples. Weird puffy nipples.
Was it puffy, by the way, Puff Daddy himself?
It was not.
No, interesting.
It was not. Oh, he is now Love, by the way.
What?
He's changed to Love.
This is news to me.
My wife was just working on a possible video because she works in the music video industry.
Hmm. And a booming, thriving industry.
Oh, that's why she's looking elsewhere. But he was puffy, but now is Love. And so every email that she got about this project, Love says this, and Love would like to do this. So.
This is reminding me of like Van Halen, because he's changed his name so many times. Just like Van Halen was like, you know what? We got a new singer, and it worked out even better for them.
Yeah,
and then they were like, nope, we're back with the old one. And then next time they changed it to Gary Cherone, everyone went, no. That's what's happening with Love,
I believe. One too many. Yeah.
But speaking of one too many, there is not one too many episodes of your show, The Three Questions. In fact, I would take many, many more, hundreds more,
oh,
perhaps.
Thank you.
How many have you done?
I don't know.
How long have you been doing?
About 4 or 5 years, I
four
think.
Or 5 years.
I honestly am
approximately 200 episodes, I would think.
I would guess.
I'm going to look this up for you because I want you. I know you're going to be doing a lot of press.
You can pull this up too, or whoever it is that pulls it up.
Yeah.
You don't do this, do you?
I don't do this kind of stuff. No, of course I have a full staff here working on the show for me. And let's see. You're up to... you don't even number them. It's just August 7th with Andrew Ranholz.
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
From the Comedy Bang Bang television show, of course. Oh, can't talk about that. But if you're listening to this, I bet you watched at least one episode. Oh, here's some. People also ask, why did Andy quit Conan? Let's check it out. Richter left his post at late night in 2000 to pursue a career acting in films and television.
Oh, boy.
Is Andy Richter really a quintuplet?
Yes, I am.
Was Andy Richter on the Brady Bunch?
Yes, I was.
How long was Andy Richter on Conan? These are good, sensible questions.
Yeah, yeah.
How much did NBC pay Conan to leave? To leave? $45 million. Get out of here. Was that a 45 for the entire show that he distributed, or was that a pure just straight to Conan 45?
I have no idea. Any number you see on the internet is
it's always
is
fake.
Bullshit.
It's much too low.
Absolutely.
Are Conan and Andy really friends?
Yes.
Are Jay Leno and Conan friends?
No.
How much did Conan get from Sirius?
I think tens of millions
this says
of dollars.
This says 150.
That's insane.
Yeah, but I think that was for everything.
I can't even believe
that.
This
was for everything. How much did Sirius pay for Conan? Well, these are all about questions about you, supposedly.
Yeah. That shows you, again, the top-notch booking, because people's interest in me is deep.
How much does a serious host make?
A serious host?
Has SiriusXM ever made a profit?
Listen to profitable things.
How much does Sirius pay per play? SiriusXM Satellite Radio is known for paying artists upwards of $44 U.S. per play. A significant amount compared to the minuscule royalties paid out by top streaming services such as Apple Music and Spotify or through regular radio programming.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
$44.
It makes me feel better.
I take $44.
Do you have a Sirius?
I do. I got a new car for the first time in 14 years, I believe.
Oh.
Because my car, I never drive, so it had 50,000 miles on it.
Right.
But I started going like, I would like a backup cam. You know. Like that, like it's weird to buy.
No, and backup cams now are like every tiny little Econo box has a backup camera.
Yeah,
now,
I don't know what you're talking about, tiny little Econo boxes.
Oh, never heard of it. You know, like a Chevy Aveo.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Are you a car guy like Jay Leno was?
Not like Jay Leno was.
I assume he doesn't drive cars anymore after he got horribly disfigured while driving.
No, he still does.
And what?
He still has many of them.
I ever had an accident.
It wasn't driving.
What was it?
It was something ignited.
One. Yeah.
The gas fumes under a car ignited, torching his face.
Like, I broke my ankle playing pickleball. I will never play it again.
Really?
Yeah, and this guy's underneath cars still?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he likes that movie Cars? Is he like, that's a perfect world? Where cars can talk to you?
You know, oddly enough, he loves Ants, the movie Ants.
Really?
Yeah, no one
because of Woody?
No one likes that one.
I'm an ant here. That's my attempt at a Woody Allen.
Kids very love topical. Woody Allen.
But so you're not a car guy. Have you?
I used to be more of a car guy, but in the same way that, you know, like somebody might be into purses or shoes. You know, it was just... I appreciate the function of them, and I like that. But as time went on, and I had children that were like puking in cars, I realized I don't need to spend fancy car money. And
right.
And then to the planet dying, I kind of have more of an emphasis towards high mileage and low emissions, and that's not fun.
Unlike your children, their that's emissions, they're apparently they're puking in cars every week.
You know how it is. Like your kid isn't spewing some kind of fluid.
The one time that we took our child on the first trip we ever took of like, and it was approximately a 90-minute car ride, 5 minutes before we reached destination. Puke city!
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
My son threw up down my ex-wife's back approximately an hour into the flight to Rome. Fully soaking. Just absolute puke waterfall.
When in Rome.
Back. When in Rome, get puked on.
You have two wonderful children.
Three
now.
Now
you have a third.
I do.
How has that affected your life? I mean, you haven't raised a child. You haven't spared the rod in quite a long time. How many spankings
I've just
have
been busy spoiling.
How many spankings have you given in your life, would you say?
To children?
Yeah. Oh, sure. To children.
Okay. Well, I actually did because I was raised in a house where we, you know, corporal punishment was pretty standard. Sure. And to me,
the
it
belt
seemed,
is what I took.
It wasn't a belt. It was usually a hand or a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Was
a ruler
used, or yeah, a ruler too. My grandma used to use a ruler. She also did the like really twisted sick thing of sending my brother and I to go out and cut a switch that she could hit us
cut
with.
A switch.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate indignity. It's like, go buy a belt.
I don't even remember if she actually followed through and hit us with it, but just the thought of like, go get the
trying
instrument
the
of your
switch.
Own torture.
Though, would you not then tried to sabotage the switch? Like,
I just brought in dandelions and I said, go nuts, old lady. I think I spanked my son twice and then realized this is bad and no good. And this is not, and I don't mean like spanked. I just mean like a swat on the butt.
Right.
And I realized that that when I did that, it was all about me being impatient. It wasn't about like, this will teach him something, because all I think it ended up, all it felt like I was teaching him was to be afraid of me.
Right.
Like, this is someone that I should in my paint box of feelings for this man, I should also include fear. And I didn't like the idea of that.
Right.
You know?
Has he taken that color away since those two spankings? Approximately, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago?
Except now, well, now I think the fear is like, afraid to hurt my feelings about things.
That's okay. I think that's a good, healthy amount of
fear.
It
is. I mean, it's like, you're not, you know, all the things that he's ever been afraid of hurting my feelings about, I'm like, honey, just tell me. I'd rather hear it than...
And they're grown now.
Yeah, my son is 22 and
my
daughter
is
3.
Is
3.
That's an adjustment.
It is a gap, yes. But not honestly, not that big a one, because I like raising kids. So
yours or somebody else's?
I mean,
whoever.
I prefer my own, honestly.
Sure. But if you had to raise someone else.
Yeah. But no, I like raising kids. And I think if you're going to do something with your time, it's one of the most valuable things you can do with your time. So I feel like. It's almost like I feel like I've played a scam in then acquiring a 3-year-old, because it's like, hey, man, I get to do valid shit for like 16 years now. Like,
I thought it was all over.
Yeah, it's got, because if I wasn't raising a kid, then it would just seem.
What's it going to be like, New York Minute 2? You know?
What do you mean?
Weren't you in New York Minute?
Yeah. But what
you
do you mean?
Like, you're just going to be spending your life like making.
Oh, no.
You know,
no.
stuff.
No,
you know,
no,
making
no, no.
stuff.
I don't mean that. I mean, just I just mean I consider raising children to be very important work.
That's what I mean.
And I've given myself a new job.
15 years of that instead of just like, well, I guess now my kids are out of the house. What do I do? Go.
Because it is weird to have your children turn into young adults.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you realize like, oh, I don't have any control over this human being whatsoever. Like, in terms of what they're going to do with themselves and what decisions they're going to make, like they are legitimately adult human beings now off on their own. And it's kind of scary. It's like, it's scarier than
Freddy Krueger.
No,
because he
Actually,
hey bitch,
I know, but
welcome to my dream.
I'm in show business, so I know him.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Freddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Robert Englund.
We're friends. No.
Freddy.
Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see him on the lot.
I see him at Soho House. I did have to regain patience.
Right.
That was the big step. And I also kind of, I didn't want to come into this, like when I first started dating my wife, I didn't want to come in and start, hi there, I'm your, do that, right. I'm your new daddy stuff.
Well,
or try
she's pretty young.
Yeah, but I mean, I also didn't want to like butter her up too much or, because I've seen people do, try and get in good with a little kid, which is just gross. So I kind of, because I didn't want to give any false idea, and if it didn't work out between me and Jen, I didn't want her kid to be going like,
where's Andy?
Where's my new daddy?
Where's that nice guy who put on that that wonderful front?
Where's that guy that brought Freddy Krueger over for dinner?
Have you ever seen that video of the kid who loves Michael Myers from Halloween movies?
No.
She just views him as like a costume character. And so he shows up to her birthday party and you hear the Halloween theme and she gets very excited. And then he comes out of the bushes and then she just runs over to him and hugs him. It's adorable because he's it's a good costume when you think about appealing to kids,
Had she seen the movies?
I don't think she's seen the movies. She just developed somehow it's like the other girl developed the fascination with Michael McDonald. It's like, I don't know how they, now according to her,
Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers?
Yes, from the Doobie Brothers. There's like a viral video out there now of like an 8-year-old
who loves Michael McDonald,
and her father surprised her with a concert that apparently he got $2 tickets to at the last minute, if you can believe that. I see that you can.
That just hurts.
She says that she listened to Michael McDonald and said it was the most beautiful voice, and she imagined like Harry Styles singing. And then she looked him up online and was bummed to see that he was like a 75-year-old man, but then was kind of like, but still, the voice is so good. And so she was so excited about it. I love it when kids have like these weird interests.
Yeah. And especially like niche ones, because like, oh, you like trucks. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Way to go.
Oh, you like cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Choo-choo trains, huh? Boring.
It is boring. And hopefully our kids, though, I would like our kids to be friends.
I'm sure they will be.
I bet they will be.
Yeah. I'm sure that my daughter will bully your your kids. Yeah.
How dare you?
That's how we're raising her.
Real to be a bully?
Don't you look at the news? That's the way the world's going.
Come on, Andy. Treat her to teach
no,
her.
I'm not. You're I'm not. Not training her to be a bully. Okay, but she's a handful, man. She is a.
Yeah.
She is very. she's just, and it's just a phase she's in now where everything that you tell her she can't do becomes like she does. It's amazing to watch her because she will stand and scream like just like a like a steam kettle, and she'll stand there and then she'll be getting mad and then she'll just like go and then stand there breathing heavy and then do it again like just
you see, I wouldn't take that. I have a rule. I'm gonna tell my daughter what she's not allowed to do once, and I expect her to follow it.
What did daddy say? What did daddy write on the whiteboard?
It's wonderful that you have these new changes in your life, and but what's constant is your podcast, The Three Questions. for at least 4 or 5 years, apparently.
Absolutely.
All the way up to the current episode with Andrew Rannells from Broadway, from the Book of Mormon.
Broadway.
Broadway, yes, yeah, of course. Broadway. Yeah. Oh, did he correct you? And
no, he didn't correct me, but he did say Broadway. But Broadway. I think he was saying it with a sense of,
yes,
you know, self-awareness,
yes,
and irony.
He's very funny.
But I think he did say it every time. He did say Broadway.
It's, yes, it's very
fun. It's fun to say, yeah, Broadway.
It's Broadway.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you approach talking to your guests? Because there must be, you must have a booking person who just like, hey, this person's available. And then you're kind of like, maybe not even really know who they are. I guess what I'm asking is, like, what do you do when you're in a situation like I am sometimes where you're not really interested in the guest? Andy?
One of my first rules is to keep that a secret.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay. So I don't know if that's something you might want to incorporate into your style. It might be helpful. Well, honestly,
do you do a lot of research for it? I wonder sometimes. I know you're asking the three questions,
right?
Because your questions are, where are you?
Where do you come from? Where are you going? And what have you learned?
Right, and you could just kind of ask those three, and people would just like start talking and talk all the time. But you must have to do some research for some people.
Well, if somebody looks them up on Wikipedia, quite frankly, that's the
top-notch.
How
do people do podcasts before Wikipedia?
I don't know. I guess they went to the fucking library.
I have a theory that they were invented on the same day because they knew they needed each other.
Or the thing too that like Wikipedia has ruined is settling bar disagreements with reference books.
Yeah,
you know how like taverns always would
have those.
Like, yeah, like an almanac and a dictionary and that was, you know, sports records so
right.
that they could settle arguments at the bar. And I mean, I was a part.
I
of
haven't
those a number
thought
of
about
times.
That in
yeah.
so long. I was telling Paul F. Tompkins that I've been reading old Nancy comics from the 50s,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
so funny to remind yourself of the things that were like staples of
yeah,
that people
saw
were
every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there are so many strips about Sluggo going to a baseball park and watching the game for free through a knothole in the wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't think about that all that much.
Yeah. And those are all those kind of tropes too. We never even experienced other than in Nancy comics.
Yes. Exactly.
And they were actual tropes, but it's a trope to us now too, even though I don't like,
yeah.
when was the last time you saw anybody peeking through a knot hole
yeah,
to look
I
at anything.
How you get a knot hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But the reference, the bar reference books thing, that is the thing that I've only seen in media.
Yes.
But I've never experienced it myself.
Or like, I was talking to somebody, in fact, I think it was on a show and in like a writer's room, we were talking about like, we went around the room like, has anyone seen an actual anvil?
Right.
And,
yeah.
And like,
what
over half
for?
The room had never seen an anvil.
What are they for? Because
they're
you
for
see
a
them...
blacksmith. They're for shaping metal.
Right.
There's the flat part that you and you know that's all hammering.
Right.
So the sort of horn end is
right.
for curves.
It's
and
it's
you,
interesting
and you,
that
where
enough,
you move the metal, you know,
enough people used them that they made it a token in Monopoly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here's something everyone has.
Yeah,
house,
yeah, yeah.
An iron, an anvil.
Yeah, because you'd see an anvil.
Is it a token in Monopoly? Now I'm starting to feel like
no, I don't know that it is. But it is,
What about the boot? We can agree there's a boot in
there
Monopoly,
is a boot,
can't we?
And there is a
oh,
car.
Okay. So I'm
there's
right,
old-timey
right?
open racer, yeah.
So I'm right.
But no, I'm just saying they're all from like Looney Tunes. That's so many
yeah.
of the old-timey
that's
things.
That's the only time you would ever see
yeah.
one is being dropped on Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
What's his middle name, I wonder?
Everett.
Edgar?
Everett.
Everett. It is Everett?
It's his father's name.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he a junior? No.
No, no.
His father was just Everett Coyote?
Yeah, and his father was actually against naming him because his father was very humble.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
actually,
just a humble coyote.
Yeah, and really disappointed.
In how wild he...
In his son. Yeah,
yeah
how
I can
wild.
Imagine.
Yeah, yeah, how wild.
You know. I mean, just the predatory
what he chose to
aspects
do with his life.
Alone.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, it's terrible. Who's your favorite cartoon character?
Golly.
I look at you and I think you're like a Count Chocula guy.
Yes. Advertising cartoon. That's like, for me, that's the pinnacle of anime.
I don't know what it is about you. I just thought, like, I'm looking at you and I'm like, this guy loves Count Chocula.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I would say a character. I don't know that there's like a character. I mean, aside from Homer Simpson is like the John Wayne.
The Dough Man himself.
Yeah. I mean, he's like the John Wayne of comedy of stupidity. in animation, you know?
When you say John Wayne, you mean...
I mean, like, the
ultimate pinnacle.
Yes.
Not a racist cowboy.
Yes. Yeah. No, racist cowboy. and too short. Like, they had to, you know...
Was John Wayne short?
Yeah, he was.
How short was he?
I don't know, but they built doors smaller for him.
They built doors smaller for him.
In movies and stuff.
So he would always, like, bump into the sides going, oh, I'm so big.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't fit through this door.
Yeah.
I wonder why that line is in almost every John Wayne movie.
That's so interesting. Somebody made this door too small.
The retiring Pat Sajak, which, by the way, I was bummed when you didn't get that job.
Were you
up for it?
No.
I had
absolutely. I knew there was. I had, like, people telling me, like, you as if I. Like it's just me being lazy is why I didn't get to be fucking ghost
no, but
of the
legitimately when
of the
I saw,
Wheel of Fortune.
When I saw that, I thought it was a conversation that we had many years back, maybe why I thought of you. But I was like, oh, I bet Andy would have been good at that. Because I think we had a conversation years back where you were like, I'd love to do a game show. And I just when I saw it was available, I thought in my head, go get him, Andy. And then, like, 2 days later, Ryan Seacrest gets it. Oh, fucking course that happened.
I mean, the main reason that I thought I wouldn't get the job is because I'm a white man in my 50s, and we've seen plenty of them on television, and I am absolutely 100%. I'm not somebody that's like, yeah, fucking, I can't get a job because I'm white.
But at least one white man, and Andy Richter could get a job?
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying is that to recast Pat Sajak, first of all, you should go for a young person. You should go for a person of color. You should go for a person of the female side of things, you
sure.
know. And
I know which side you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But unless, of course, you find the ultimate, like,
famous person,
palatable, ineffectual
person
kind
yes.
of like. Doesn't offend anyone, Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
And when it was kind of rumored that Ryan Seacrest was, you know, in, it's like, oh, yeah, of course. Why not? It's like,
why not?
Yeah.
Let's give him more jobs.
Yeah. He's, well, yeah, but that's.
I would like one job. That's all I want is just one. I don't need to be Ryan Seacrest.
Right.
I just want one. You know, have it be.
Well, you picked a great time to want it.
I want a scab to get it. Is that all right? Is that so wrong?
I want a scab job. Can I get a scab job?
Can someone get a scab job around here?
Hi, do you want a scab job? Call 1-800-SCAB-JOBS.
The three questions, I think we nailed talking about it.
We sure did. You know, I don't know. I'm so sort of, I sort of like 50-50 about almost everything in my life, which is why I have the medication. And to get me to, yeah, slightly, yeah, probably. But when I started doing it, it was kind of, you know, oh, yeah, I'll do this too, and it'll be fun. But I mean, I really do feel like I've learned how to interview someone for an hour. I kind of worked at, you know, I listened to the tape of it, or you know, listened back to the shows as much as I possibly can because I am
for inspiration.
No, just to, for critic
of how
for,
good you are
for critique. You know, to learn to stop doing things.
Yeah,
stop doing that thing with your voice, or stop interrupting or whatever.
Why are you pointing at me when you say stop interrupting?
Because of your hat that says The Interrupter.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It's The Interrupters. It's my favorite ska band.
But yeah, I mean, I've grown very proud of it. And I talk to people. I only talk to people I want to talk to, except for, you know, some. No, I really truly do.
I love you too, and it's not like podcasts are like clamoring to get me on them. So I was very.
But you're interested. I mean, I feel like as long as it's an interesting conversation, I'm not that worried about it. But I mean, I don't even know how it does or whatever. They tell me it does well, and I'm happy about that. And it's now getting
you're
played
in it
on
for the
SiriusXM. Yeah, I mean, I kind of have developed that way of. Being to just try and have fun, and it kind of developed through the Conan show where I just got this system, and it's like, well, I'm gonna make the best show for the people watching it if I follow my own good time within that hour. And I try to do that with all kinds of different stuff, like the commercials that you just mentioned that I directed. Like I like being on set. I like being funny with people. I like people that work in movies and television. So I just am trying to, you know.
It's fun to be on set. That's
it
the
absolutely
thing.
Is.
A lot of times it's just like you get offered something and it's just like, you know what? I don't even care about the money. Let's just get on set and have a ball.
And have fun with fun people. Yeah.
You ever be on that Conan show and you're like, God, I want to interrupt Conan.
Well, then
and you're like,
I just would.
Did you have to rein yourself in ever, or were you ever like second guessing yourself? Like,
well, no,
this is just too much talking for me.
There was many, many occasions where I had a zinger, and that's trademarked, by the way.
You trademarked zinger.
I trademarked zinger.
Amazing.
Paul Azinger was furious. The golfer, Paul Azinger. No, but I would have something loaded up. And then the moment would pass, you know, like right. The person would say something else and then the timing wasn't right. And then I just would have to.
This is what I would do. I'd raise my hand and say, I want to go back.
Hold on. Occasionally I would do that. And it almost never was
never
a good idea. Hey, remember when you guys said that thing about this? Well, that's what I use for toilet paper. What? Anyhow, back to the Holocaust.
Well, it's interesting to see you going from sidekick, second banana with one of the world's greatest interviewers, and then stepping into the spotlight yourself.
Yes.
And then taking what you've learned from those situations and becoming an interviewer in your own right.
Yes.
With now approximately 4 to 5 years of episodes.
Yes.
Including all the way, including up to the one with Andrew Rannells that just came out.
Yes.
And the three questions is the podcast. Fellow podcaster Andy Richter is here. We have to take a break. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, we've been going for about
30
minutes.
We've got to pay some bills.
We do. My bills, that is.
Of course.
We have a great show for you. I did not ask our guests who they are, though. I didn't get any info.
We've been blabbing. That. Sorry,
guests.
We just
dove right into it, but we're going to take a break. I'm going to get all that info. When we come back, we'll have more Andy Richter, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Andy Richter is here. Andy Richter, you would know from his podcast, The Three Questions, as well as directing approximately three commercials. How many spots?
Like 12, 12 over a number of years.
12, yeah. And they're what, a minute a piece?
No, 30s, usually 30s 30 or
seconds.
15s
so
or stuff.
So approximately 6 minutes of content?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
For commercials,
congrats.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah, no, I did a series for Illinois Lottery a number of years ago, and I was in them too, and directed.
This is fun.
Them
do you like directing?
Writing. I do. I like it very much.
Action, cut.
Well, it's also—
That's a wrap.
What I like about it—
Don't print that one.
What I like about it, besides people doing what you say, that's awesome,
right.
Is that in the at least in commercials, because it's the only thing that I've directed, is you have a set amount of stuff that you need to do with all kinds of variables and a set amount of time to do it. And so it's like a beat the clock. With
right.
problem solving, you know, like we're running low on time. Look, let's just turn the camera around and shoot that what we were going to move down the street for here in this corner, you know. And
no, that's
it,
I
and
think
that's
all directing
fun.
As well.
It's,
yeah,
it's
it is
really fun.
It's sort of fun. Yeah,
I like it.
I
you know?
Like William Friedkin,
well,
who just died.
I didn't have this. I mean, you've had more stressful directing probably and bigger,
maybe.
Longer things.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but William Friedkin was just talking about how. To a classroom of like film students was like, okay, here's what you got to know about directing. You're going to have to eat shit constantly. and the film students were like, no. And he's like, yeah, you're going to have to eat shit from the studio. You're going to have to eat shit from the actors. You're going to have to eat shit from the elements. You're going to have to eat shit from the sun. You know, like everything that you basically have to totally compromise on.
Yeah.
A lot of people think like, oh, and I'm going to be a director and I'm an auteur and I'm going to do it exactly the way I want. No, you constantly have to make compromises.
Right.
And that can be infuriating.
Right.
Or you could just like lay into it and go, well, you know, none of this is going to be exactly the way I thought it was going to be, but it's going to be something cool.
And also, you at a certain point, you just surrender to the general kind of momentum of the set and the people you're working with, and you just kind of, I mean, because I, you know, like even in these ones I just did, I had a moment where I was like, are any of these good or funny? You know, like while I'm doing it, and then I have to be like, just fucking
just
relax.
It.
You know, it'll be fine, you know.
And I'm sure they're great. I did not watch them.
That's all right.
I don't watch commercials.
Oh, okay.
I have a TiVo.
There is a little story about them. I'm sure you look at the Adweek website every day.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. I don't watch commercials. I love to read about them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. reading about them. It's awesome.
Well, these sound great. And three podcasts. The Question is out
just
there now.
Just get to these guests. I want to meet these people.
Let's meet these people. We've spoken to her before. She's a teen foreman. Please welcome back to the show, Susie Tooman.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Hi. So great to see you again.
Wow. I'm just an average teenager. I took off my glasses and everybody thought I was really pretty. I got an A in senior algebra and I got a big secret. I'm a teenage foreman of a non-union construction site.
That's right. Andy, wow. Susie's been on the show before.
We've met.
Yeah,
oh, wait,
yeah.
You were
the
on
last
the show?
Time,
oh.
The last time I was here, Susie was here.
Oh,
I can't,
okay.
I don't remember exactly what the thing was.
Well, that's it, what I just said.
Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Foreman of a union construction.
Non-union construction site. Yeah.
It's the summer, so.
Well, we're starting school this week.
Oh, you are?
Junior year.
Junior year,
yeah.
Really? How are you feeling about it?
Oh, pretty good. I had an amazing summer, and I'm getting ready for homecoming that's coming up in a few weeks.
That seems.
Yeah, in a few weeks.
Is homecoming always like in early September?
Well, a few weeks is relative, right?
Oh,
so
okay.
A few
okay,
weeks is
true.
Actually 9 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, put a half on that. One of my favorite movies.
9 and a half weeks?
Sure.
Is that true?
Have you ever been horny in a movie theater?
I don't understand the reference.
Never mind.
Okay.
You're just a teenage kid. How would you?
That's it.
Wait, I want to know while you're at school. I'm sorry.
Of course, no, Andy,
if,
please.
While you're at school, what do the guys on the job site do?
Oh, well, Mr. Richter, they do a lot of different stuff. I sort of lock the gate behind me, and so they have to continue working until I come back and unlock
wow.
it. Yeah, which is sort of a fun practice that we've put in place.
Yeah.
It's called gate hours.
And they don't mind?
Minds,
I never asked
don't
them.
Don't mind, yeah. I mean, you're the boss. You lay down, you have the rules.
Yeah.
They have to abide by them.
I got some crazy stuff happening, though. We've got sort of our first week carnival, which is going to be pretty exciting, but...
This is at high school, or is this as part of the construction
site? Yeah.
This is at high school, but then okay. Unfortunately, we got indicted on human rights violations at the construction site, so,
oh,
and that's
okay.
happening the exact same week.
No! The wow. trial and carnival?
Yeah, and I just don't know what to do.
Can you go back and forth like you're in an episode of Three's Company or something?
I think I'm going to have to try.
Yeah. So maybe like, you know, you raise your right hand, you know, pledge on the Bible, you know, to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And
sure.
then you like duck out the back and go
yeah.
to the carnival.
Do you think
and,
that would work, Scott?
I don't know.
It usually, traditionally, those things, there's a costume change involved.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
at some point you get it confused.
You get
and
the
like,
wrong
yeah,
costume.
Yeah, you show up in court in your carnival suit and you go, be yeah. right back. And then you run out and change into your court suit.
That's such a good idea
yeah.
because I have to go to this carnival.
Why? What's going on at the carnival?
Well, so I got really hot this summer is basically what happened.
I wasn't going to mention you're a junior in high school. I wasn't going to talk about like your aesthetics.
Yeah.
But you've blossomed, certainly.
Thank you so much, Scott. Yeah, so I got boobs this summer, and I took my glasses off, and my long hair got a little bit longer and
wow.
definitely shinier.
Wow.
And
that's
so,
all it takes sometimes.
Yeah, that's like algebra of hotness. You add those things up.
Yeah.
Equals hotness.
I should know that. I got an A.
Yeah, you just said that.
For algebra.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's one of those things where
it'd
now...
It'd be great to get, like, whatever the letter grade is for whatever your class was. So, like, biochemistry, I got a B. That's perfect.
Yeah, oh,
you know
sure.
A in algebra?
Letter.
Sure.
Yeah.
C in chemistry? Perfect.
Jim, you get
great.
A G.
A Z in zoology?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's fun. I love that. But
hey,
but
I love your feedback.
Here's my issue, Scott. So... I've got the love of my life, Paul, right?
Who's
and
Paul?
Then Paul is my crush, Scott. I feel like you don't listen to anything that I say.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
So I have this love of my life, Paul, and then my best friend, Paul, and they're both Paul G, but one has a long name and one is just goes by the initial G.
Mm.
And I thought that Paul G was just my best friend, but actually I think I might be in love with him too. So who do I go after? Do I go after the boy that I've been crushing on since literally eighth grade or my best friend turned maybe love interest?
What could you ask them? What is it you like about me? You know, like for the boy you've been crushing on, is it just the new boobs? You know,
yeah.
Because then maybe you have your answer. Like your best friend has been supporting you, you know, pre-boobs and probably post-boobs.
Yeah. Well, I tried to work it out with two of the guys on the construction site. I sort of locked them in a room and I made them play out the scenario. And they
in
got
an improv scenario?
Yeah. I made them improvise.
How'd they do?
Really bad.
Did you teach them the tenets of improv before you started?
Well, they're more IO style and I'm more UCB style.
Okay.
So we just weren't speaking the same language,
yeah.
I think was the issue. I made them take classes on their own dime.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really hard.
What did you learn from it, though? They were just bad at it and you didn't learn anything?
Oh, I learned from it. Big Tony should really brush his teeth.
Oh, wait, Big Tony.
We practiced kissing.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they got really upset about it.
They got upset about it.
Yeah. I put tape over their mouth and then I drew lips on top of the tape.
Oh,
Yeah, it wasn't
great. And you could still smell Big Tony's breath.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Really bad breath.
That is bad.
Clinically, he should go to a dentist on his own time. He doesn't have any.
And his own dime.
And his own dime.
And no dental, that's for sure.
Anyways, this FBI lawyer is really getting on my ass, and I don't know what to do.
What did you do? There was a human rights violation? What happened?
Yeah, well, we would do this thing where, you know, when I'd lock the gates, and I'd sort of make people work
the Mark Maron special.
Night. Yeah. And so then it was one of those things where I would play classical music, that way nobody could fall asleep.
Oh, I've found that people fall asleep to classical music.
No, I'd blast it, and it was weird stuff.
It was like William Tell Overture.
Yeah. So, and people got mad about that, and they said, you can't do that. And also, then I didn't provide any drinking water. I said the rain would collect in the ditches that we were digging, and people were more than welcome to drink that if they wanted
That's not good. Wow. No.
Come on, water.
Water, H2O.
Why can't they just have water?
Well, they can, as long as it comes out of the ditch.
But why couldn't they have drinking water, really?
What do you mean?
Why don't you let... Is it really that expensive for you to let them have drinking water?
Well, is every job supposed to provide water, though? I don't think it's a law, necessarily.
That's like, it, Scott. We're on the same team.
Wow.
It's like, okay. I don't think I've ever been to a job where it's like people are legally mandated to give you what. It's like you can bring some.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. When you leave on your own time and your own dime, Scott said that. That was really funny. You can bring some.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. It just seems like you're very strict for someone so young.
Whoa.
And I'm wondering if that it have you experienced that same, like, have you ever been deprived drinking water in your life?
Yeah, basically.
Really?
We were at gym class last Wednesday and my gym teacher, Miss Franz, she said, you gotta go run an entire mile. And I said, but I'm thirsty. And she said, run the mile and then you can have some water.
Wow.
And you did run the mile?
No, I said I had cramps.
How often do people use that, and how, like, what percentage of the time is it true?
How often do people use it, and how, the guys on the site try and use it all the time to get out of work, and it never works, so I say get back to it.
I find it interesting that you are having so much trouble in both locations.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me like you'd be excelling at one and maybe the other would be suffering, but it sounds like both halves of your lives you're undergoing complications.
Yeah, really falling apart. And I tried to, my stepdad, Frank, he's my rock and my love of my life. And so it was one of those things where I tried going to him for advice, but it's really hard because he's in jail right now.
Oh no, boy. What happened?
His modeling thing was a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, I remember talking, yeah.
Yeah, he used to go scout for models at the mall, and it was a Ponzi scheme.
How was it a Ponzi scheme? Like, they were hiring... three models themselves.
He would pay the top tier of models, and then they would have to go scout at other malls in the area.
Sounds like if you're a guy out there scouting for models in a mall, like, you want to be the one doing the scouting. You're not doing a Ponzi scheme.
You would think, but he got tired.
Too tired to scout for models. I don't think I've ever been that tired.
Yeah, you're constantly at the mall trying to tell people that they should be in magazines, right, Scott?
Well, you know, I mean, I was thinking about that the other day about I wonder if that line works anymore. Like, hey, you know, you should be a model. Here's my card. Because it's like, yeah, I am one.
Hmm.
I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
Like, everyone's a model now. Like, everyone has an Instagram. It's like, yeah, I have an Instagram account. I'm good. I don't need your card.
Oh, I see. That's really interesting. You know what's interesting?
The reviews are in.
I've been doing a lot of asking you questions, and it seems like my job as a foreman isn't going well, but it seems like my job of maybe hosting this podcast is going really well.
I don't know that I'm necessarily looking for a substitute host. If I were, I would look to an experienced podcaster like Andy over here.
I have a podcast.
No, thank you.
You have a podcast?
Yeah, I have a podcast.
What's your podcast?
That's a really great question. It's sort of about...
So I'm doing fine. I don't need a substitute.
You got me there, Scott.
What is
it? Got right to it. What's the name of it?
The name of the podcast is Two Girls, One Family. And...
You had me until the word family.
Two Girls, One Family. And it's basically about a theoretical sort of story-based podcast about what if a teenager was living two very different lives. And sort of I would have on my friends to ask, what they would think if their friend had been lying to them for 4 years straight.
This sounds very familiar. It sounds a lot honestly,
autobiographical.
Yeah,
almost.
It sounds a lot like your own life.
Well, no, because what is happening to this girl in this podcast is she's running a non-union Starbucks. And so it's a little bit different. And they're obviously really trying to unionize.
Now, in the podcast version, does she display incredible decisiveness and assuredness at the Starbucks, and yet not at all in high school?
It's like
in
you
her
listen
own
to the
life.
Podcast, Andy. That's crazy.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Because that's what we're seeing from you.
That's what we're seeing from you.
You're like, saying, you're so self-assured.
Which Paul, but then you're locking grown men in and forcing them to do improv.
I just really feel like something's got to give. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to do anymore. I feel like I'm not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sleeping? But
oh,
you
I
just
am literally
feel like
sleeping.
You're not?
I feel like I'm not. I'm only getting like 8 hours.
that's a lot. I mean,
yeah, that's a fair amount.
More than I probably sleep. But you feel like you're not.
It's not a competition, Scott.
I wasn't saying it was, but if were it to be, you would be winning. So how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I guess kind of good.
I mean, I don't know. It's. I feel like you could use a little of your self-assuredness, you know, and translate it into your personal life, you know?
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
I don't know.
Do a lip sync at the first week of school carnival?
I guess so. I guess that's what I think.
And then put on another wig and date both boys at the same time.
I mean, that's kind of what I would do. If I had the ability to just put on a wig and date several people at one time, I would probably do it.
You are constantly saying that.
And what if you found out one of them was gay and then you dressed up as a boy and that was the switch, is that one of them you would pretend to be a boy and one you would pretend.
And then as the boy, you and the other Paul were to be competing for your favor as well.
Right. Right.
I don't know. Is this a movie idea?
It's getting Inception-y.
I've written it down, and so I'm going to sell it. So the rule.
You mailed it to yourself already?
I did mail it to myself already.
Oh, gosh.
And I stamped it, and I closed it, so when
God
the strike is over.
Shit.
And don't worry. I got a team of people that can help me produce this movie.
Can we at least be in it, me and Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be in it.
As two best friends, maybe?
Two best friends way, way far in the background of the carnival scene.
Mm-hmm. two carnies?
All right.
I'll take it. Honestly, after a strike, I'd take anything.
Sure, sure. Because you know, on a carnival set, there's going to be cotton candy and popcorn.
Oh, not on this one. My school, we're not allowed to have any potential allergens.
Oh.
Yeah.
What sort of things happen at this carnival?
Hmm?
Is there a dunk? Huh?
What?
Is there a dunk tank?
Me?
Yeah. Yes, you're the guest.
Oh, right.
For this segment.
Is there a dunk tank? Oh, I wish. Not anymore. Not after what happened last year.
What happened?
Somebody got dunked.
Really?
That's its purpose, I think. So no one expected that.
Water everywhere. Their parents sued the school district.
Because the kids got wet?
Water?
Yeah, so now it's just it's empty.
No wonder that you have a thing about water.
So that people will just drop into the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe put some cushions down there.
Oh, I wish. Can't do it.
Can't do it? Why not?
Just can't.
You can't. Goose feathers?
Are you in charge of this carnival? It sounds like you...
Well, my guys are building it. It's going to be a really
good thing. Oh, I see. Okay.
Double dipping.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing is they gave me the budget and they said as long as I do it under budget, I get to keep the change.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's a good system.
So that's the other big thing is my guys are building the carnival and I'm constantly having to put my wig and my hard hat on and then take it off so that way I can talk to all my friends.
Why don't you just put the hard hat on and
I can't do that. I got to get in character, Scott. I definitely told you this at some point in time.
Okay,
I feel like you're not listening.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but think about, did you ever see the last episode of Hannah Montana?
No.
The last
episode? Yeah, see, I didn't either. But in that episode, I guess the Miley Cyrus person says goodbye to the Hannah Montana alter ego. And don't you think you should do that and just be one person?
Just be a kid, yeah. Or say goodbye to your school. I mean, honestly, like, you're better at the construction stuff, it sounds like, than you were at school.
Whoa, I didn't even think about that. So sort of just tell everybody the truth and see where the chips fall?
Precisely.
Whoa, okay. So then I guess I can go to school and be myself, and then I can also stand trial as a legal adult, because even though I'm 16, they're trying me as an adult.
Then
potentially face...
How many decades are you looking at in prison?
It's a white collar crime technically.
As long as you pay a fine, you're fine.
$2,000.
Why are you even bothering going to the trial?
Do you think
just pay the two grand
skip it?
That's what I would do. You couldn't pay me $2,000 right now to show up to a court.
If I offered you $2,000 right now, you wouldn't show up to any kind
no
of
way.
Court?
No way. No, thank you.
What's the what's
what
the
about
cash?
A tennis court?
Definitely not a pickleball
yeah,
court.
Yeah, right.
What's the amount that I would show up to a court and undergo a trial for?
Yeah.
How long is the trial?
It's going to be 8 weeks. And what size is
eight
your head?
8 weeks?
Yeah. Would you wear a wig?
Is it $250 a week?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like $250,000 or $250 a week.
Yeah.
You can, I thought $2,000 for a day I wouldn't even do.
Okay. Well, how much would it cost for me for you to put my wig on and show up at this trial?
Well, let's see. I wouldn't do it for $2,000 a day.
Right.
I would do it for I'd do it for $10,000 a day.
Scott, what if I tell everybody the truth and nobody likes me?
That's a fear, honestly. Yeah,
and
you know?
It happens, trust me.
That's the fear that we all have. What if I tell the truth about myself and no one likes me? I mean, that's how we all feel about ourselves every day, I think, you know? And the best we can do is just try to live our lives honestly, and you know, the people that don't like you, they're not meant to be in your life.
Do you think so?
Maybe. I just kind of made that up as I was talking.
Well, what do I do if I can't be a non-union construction site foreman and I can't be
what do you want to do with
a
your
junior?
Life?
What do I want to be?
Yeah. I mean, this is just a hobby for you.
Yeah.
Right
have
now,
you thought
right?
about college maybe?
No, I haven't.
Not at all? Not for one
You're
second.
You're a junior.
Yeah, I'm a junior.
They haven't even brought this up to you ever?
Well, my Uncle Frank gave me some really good advice, and he said, college, don't do it.
And did he elaborate, or was that it?
No, then the prison phone caught out, and so I couldn't get the end of what he was saying,
I don't know that I'd be taking his advice necessarily.
Wait, so your stepfather and
your Uncle Frank
are
all
in prison?
Is
that,
oh,
was
right.
It your stepfather?
It's my stepfather. Oh,
is your Uncle Frank?
Yeah, yeah. My stepdad is my uncle. is my
legal uncle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he got an upgrade.
Yeah, well, he got married to my aunt.
He got
your stepdad got married
my
to
my mom
your
passed aunt. Away in a tragic ship accident.
Oh.
And so then he married my aunt.
Wait. So I don't he's think your... this is making sense.
He's no, it does.
Wait, wait, wait.
Her stepfather, after her mother died,
yes.
her widowed stepfather.
Where's your father in all this?
Oh, Portland.
Say no more.
Portland. He makes beer.
Oh, like craft beer or?
No, he works for Budweiser.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
They're in Portland trying to sort of cut out the craft market up there.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, look, Susie Tooman, I don't know that we have answers for you, but you seem to be in a constant state of distress every time you come. And
yeah.
I hope that getting this kind of stuff off
I gotta
your chest
say,
is, yes.
The calmest I've ever been is when you guys lock me in that back room for 3 hours before the podcast record.
That's
I
right.
I really
yeah.
do calm down a lot.
Remind me to do that next time you're on the show.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you do it every time, so I would imagine that it would happen again next time.
Oh,
I don't
okay,
know why
yeah.
it wouldn't happen next time.
Yeah, just remind me, because I keep forgetting, and then I see you, and I go, oh.
Your assistants will take care of it.
Yeah, they'll yeah, all my many assistants. My
wow.
whole team.
Why do you have so many assistants?
You know, it's just one of these things where doing this podcast, it's a lot of hard work, you know? I mean, a lot of people think, oh, anyone could do this. You know, you're just saying bullshit.
I'm thinking that constantly. You're right. Maybe I will host your podcast when I grow up.
I mean, I still think I have another...
Andy, if I go to college, can I host this podcast?
Yeah, yeah. You can major in hostile takeovers and then use those skills to oust
you
this
could buy
guy
me
right
out.
Here.
Yeah,
what a good idea.
Yeah. You could buy me out.
Yeah,
but he's
that.
Got if his day rate is $10,000, buying him out on this podcast is gonna.
You're gonna need a little capital, but I think.
And we're running crazy. Out of time here. I think I'm ready to move on to our next guest.
No. We have to take a break.
Oh, right.
See, this is your first lesson in podcasting. We need to go talk to mattress people and.
Oh right,
and,
right.
Food delivery services.
Let
we
me write this
yeah.
down. Let me write
them.
This
yeah.
down.
Yeah. No, this is a good lesson. I feel like I'm mentoring this young child.
Mm.
What you were saying about raising children, Andy, this is really resonating with me now that
yes,
I'm
yes.
telling Susie Tooman here about
right.
podcast ads.
All You're right, I'll live here, I guess.
I don't know about living here.
All right,
but
I'll move in,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I'll change my last name to Ackerman.
Oh, boy.
Susie Tooman Ackerman.
That sounds like we're married.
Susie
I don't think so.
Susie Tuckerman.
Oh, that's good.
Not
yeah.
bad, actually.
Susie Tuckerman, teen podcaster. Doesn't
Honestly,
have quite the same ring to it.
But your branding instincts are really, really good. Look, we need need to take a break.
We need to take a break right now.
Go ahead.
We'll come back to you right after this break, or maybe not. We'll see.
Okay, you really don't want to leave the audience thinking we're not going to come back after the break. They won't sit through the break.
Go take some time for yourself, and if you're back when we get back, we'll see you back.
These are okay. Your podcasting instincts are bad.
I think that's all exciting.
It sounds exciting.
Yeah,
to you?
It sounds exciting.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, maybe we'll be here. Maybe we won't. Maybe
we'll
you
see.
Won't be
whoa,
here.
Whoa!
Who knows? But we are supposed to talk to a viral guru when we come back. That'll be very exciting. So please come back. We'll have more from Susie Tooman, more
maybe.
Andy Richter, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Andy Richter is here of The Three Questions and Nothing Else. We can talk about nothing. Oh, and his directing career. Can't talk about it. Can't talk about whether he's a quintuplet or not, or why people might be asking that.
I think we could talk about quintuplets.
Are you worried? I'm worried that the SAG is afraid that someone's going to look up quintuplets and put some money into the pockets of what was that on Fox? Or
it was on Fox.
It was on Fox.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. It was on Fox.
Is it streaming anywhere? Can anyone get it?
I have no idea.
Isn't that interesting? You do stuff and then it just disappears.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's the way it used to be. I mean, they used to erase tapes back in the like Monty Python days and I Love Lucy and stuff like that. They used Doctor Who.
And also, like, you know, most early cinema is just gone.
Just gone.
They're like, yeah, throw it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to be working in an industry where that's kind of like... That's the norm in a way. Is like, let's just throw it out.
Yeah, I guess.
But I guess everyone's job is like
that. Yeah, we're all just, you know, biding time.
We're all just renting our little
grains
space
of sand on
Earth.
A big beach.
That's right. Yeah. But hopefully, when we get up there to heaven,
the
Heavenly Father will be awaiting us with.
Look, I live on the beach. That's all I'm saying.
Scott, can I try asking a question?
All right. Susie Tooman is here. Teen Foreman. Yeah, go ahead. Ask a question.
So, Andy, you do a lot of things on TV and on podcasts. So I guess my question is, have you ever been in for questioning because they found a body buried in a hospital sort of foundation or anything like that?
No, I honestly haven't.
Okay.
Have you? I got to ask this question. I wouldn't be a good podcaster if I didn't ask a follow-up, which is, have you?
Not that anybody can prove, right, Scott?
No one can prove you've been in for questioning? I think they keep records of that at the police station.
Good luck finding them. That place burned to the ground. Am I right, Andy?
The police station?
Why are you high-fiving?
Wow.
Andy, you're reciprocating.
It's a reflexive thing. When somebody puts one up, I can't leave them hanging.
I understand that. Well, speaking of putting one up, let's put up another guest on the board. He is a viral guru. This is very exciting. I don't even know what that means. But please welcome to the show for the first time, Daniel Kolodgyi.
Hey, how's it going, Scott? Thanks
it's going really good. This is Susie. Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Great to meet you.
Yeah, we said hello before the show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel Kolodgyi, is that your name?
Kolodgyi.
Kolodgyi. It's like cologne without the N?
A little bit. It's K-O-L-O-D-J-I-E-Z.
So you have a DJ in there, which is fun.
That's
You're
right,
like
yeah.
DJ Z-Trip or
yeah,
something.
Like, yeah, that's like a little bit of a party.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And you're a viral guru. I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
I sort of know what a guru is.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it goes.
So it's the word viral that's
well,
the
I've
stumper.
Gone viral mm-hmm. with several of my tweets in
sure.
the past.
Well, what
is
I
it
do,
something like that?
A little bit. I am hired to give symposiums and one-on-one coaching to brands and individuals to help them go viral. Because that's our currency these days. You know, I help people go viral because I've been viral myself. I go viral
What have you been viral with?
Well, you know, like, The very first time I ever went viral, I remember it well, it was about 10 years ago, and I was walking out of a Cumberland Farms in Warwick, Rhode Island. And there
What's
were,
a Cumberland Farms?
It's like a little mini-mart. It's a mini-mart. Yeah,
oh,
it's
okay.
like AM/PM. Yeah. And there were...
Anti-meridium, post-meridium.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you get it. Yeah, you didn't have
Great.
To ask. And there were five or six 13-year-olds there, and they said, hey, nice hat, but I wasn't wearing a hat. And I said, I'm not wearing a hat. And they just beat the shit out of me. And a ring camera caught it. And it went huge. It was just massively big. Just these 13-year-olds just going to town.
How many 13-year-olds?
It's foggy. But I think it's like four or five, six,
okay,
somewhere
so,
around there.
Yeah, so that's like a 65-year-old.
Yeah.
If there were five of them.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you fight back?
Yeah, as hard as I could, and it didn't matter, and I think that's part of what the appeal was.
Sure.
You know, people...
Just watching
that.
Someone flail around without any sort of...
Yeah.
And impotently.
Yeah, and I get it. It was funny, you know what I mean? And that kind of made me famous, and I was like, that's fun for a day, and then it just kind of kept happening. Where I'd go somewhere and a bunch of 13-year-olds would show up. I don't know how they knew, and they would just beat the shit out of me and they would film it and that would go viral. And you know, like if you're 13, you know Daniel Kaloje and you've probably beat me up.
Oh.
And it's just, you know, it's just turned
this would happen in your neighborhood or
neighborhood I went to a mini golf invitational in Myrtle Beach once. And they
didn't know they had invitationals for me.
Well, they don't. That was the 13-year-old said
it was a lure.
Yeah, the invite was real, but the mini golf was not. So when I got down there,
then the invite wasn't real if the mini golf was not.
The invite
was a real invitation.
Thank you, Andy. Yeah, I was invited to go to Myrtle Beach.
But can you call the invite real if the whole basis of the invite is just a lure and a trap?
I think so. I mean, right?
Maybe I'm splitting hairs.
He didn't go because he came up with it. Somebody invited.
If you're invited to, like, there's like a surprise party, I think we're going to go out to dinner, that's still an invitation,
right.
Even if there's
you
a
do
party
go
there.
Out to dinner, though, right. Because that would be a terrible surprise party if it was like, hey, we're going to go out to dinner. And then, like, you never go out to dinner. You just go back to your house and there's a bunch of people there.
Well,
who've gotten
I
there in
know.
The last
yeah.
10 minutes.
I can't go out to dinner anymore because of the 13-year-olds. But that is such a big thing part of my life. I was like, well, I can monetize this. I can help people go viral. Like, when was the first time you was it your Joker tweet? Didn't you tweet something about the Joker? And
I don't
like,
remember, but yeah, there was a Star Wars tweet, I think.
Star Wars.
Very
tweet.
Viral.
Great, great.
That even wonderful. Ryan Johnson replied to.
Yeah, and so
wow.
you did that. And then,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
it's
not
pretty
to brag.
Big.
Yeah, it was fairly. It caused a lot of problems with my cell phone for a few days.
And then you got beat up. The 13-year-olds found you from that tweet.
No. I did not give my location away in those tweets, and no 13-year-olds found me. Mine was a happy ending where I ended up deleting my Twitter account.
Yeah.
May I ask a question? Do the kids age out?
Like, yeah,
what happens when they turn 14?
Yeah, no, I think they do. I've never been hit by an adult in my whole life.
Right.
47 years old, I've never been punched by an adult.
What do you consider to be an adult? Is this, like,
honestly, 14.
Once they go through their bar mitzvah?
Yeah. Once they are canonically adult in the eyes of the Jewish God, then they have no interest.
That's how I feel, too.
Yeah,
so
okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page. So once that happens, but they are still around. A lot of times they'll be filming. Right.
Oh, okay. So they're not too old to film.
Not too old to film.
But you must be very excited when one of these child's 14th birthday is approaching.
You know what? It doesn't matter. It does.
There's
just keep coming.
They make new 13-year-olds every day.
Yeah. Every day.
Like shark's teeth.
Yeah.
Just
exactly.
Row upon row coming.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm a little starstruck right now.
Well, I'm very nervous, like, being next to you.
I'm
Susie's
such a fan.
15-year-old, so... you're 16?
My little brother, Chicken Wing, actually has one of your teeth on a necklace.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, it's the left canine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all gone. If I go under a black light, you know right away these are not real teeth.
But how often do you go under these black lights?
All the time.
Really? Are these posters or are they...
No, I just, you know, I made a bad Amazon order. Like, I did, and they just come
every week. They just keep sending,
keep sending it.
And so it's a subscription service.
And so, like, I'm not going to waste them, you know.
Right, sure, of course.
Climate change. Of course. So I just am always basically under the black light.
Yeah. Really. Or yeah. I'm just glad to hear it wasn't like a homicide investigation that you're constantly part of.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
People
not.
Looking for your semen everywhere?
Yeah, yeah.
No, they'll find it, but no, they don't look for it.
But they will find it.
No, I mean, if you look hard enough for anything, you'll find it.
Yeah, sure. There's a label on the jar.
It's right there.
So, I mean, this is not the way that people normally go viral. I don't know if you know that. So, but what's some of the advice that you give
That's
to these
great.
Companies?
So the first thing I say, you know, I'll be there. I'll be like in front of like the CEO suite of a hard seltzer company. I'll be going, the first thing you need to know about going viral is don't do this. Don't do this to yourself. It'll ruin your life.
You don't want to go viral.
Don't go viral. It's bad. It's never good. It's good for a little bit, and then it goes bad, and your life is ruined. And then they go, but if you want to hear more, I can talk more. And they'll say, yes, we don't care about that. I go, okay. Number two, take the worst things that happen to you and brand it, right? So like my brand is 13-year-olds running up to me, tricking me. I'm a gullible man.
How do they trick you? That's the other thing, because the first, in the I mean, we've heard about the
hat.
That was a trick.
That's what got me to stop. Was I said I'm not wearing it.
I see. So you didn't say it as you were continuing walking.
No, because I thought they were friendly children, but they weren't friendly
children.
Pretty
genius to say, like, I like your hat.
Yeah, and they go, I'm not wearing a hat. I thought, like, maybe I am wearing a hat, but I wasn't wearing a hat.
So you're gullible. So anything anyone says to you, you'll buy it.
Mostly. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Mostly.
Can we try this out, Andy? Do you have anything to say to?
Sure. You know, Scott and I are actually secretly married.
Oh, wow. Well, it's not secret anymore, but congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
So now that was us telling the truth.
No, I'm not falling for that. No.
Wait a minute.
I'm not falling for that. I'm gullible. I'm not that gullible.
Okay, so you bought the thing that was not true.
I bought the truth, yeah.
Okay, interesting. Wow, interesting guy over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing that he bought, the truth that he bought... was not true in the statement of the thing being not true.
True, that
was
what
he
didn't buy, yeah.
Wow.
It's like you have backwards brain. Have you ever heard of that?
Just from my doctor.
Can I ask, do you ever show up to a CEO meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you come into the boardroom.
Oh, and it's 13-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 40% of the time.
Oh, my God.
It's like, not a lot, you know, but like...
And you don't get paid then?
I do not get paid.
No. And are they all wearing, like, little tiny suits, like they're in the Boys from Summer video?
Cute, cute. They all look like they've
or
been...
Or which video am I thinking of that Fincher directed?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's the Boys from Summer video.
I don't know.
Where the little kid breaks the pencil, he's so stressed out.
I said I don't know.
Just say, like, boss...
Sorry!
Like Boss Baby.
Yeah, oh, like, yeah, Boss
like
Baby.
Boss
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. You're thinking of Boss Baby.
Has anyone ever done a Boss Baby on you?
No, babies love me. Babies will love me. They will. They're very considerate and they're very nice. love to be around a baby.
Is it just when they turn 13, then suddenly?
Yeah, you can see it in their eyes around 11. You can tell they're thinking about it. They're working on it.
Yeah,
they're building up. And then around 12 or 13, a lot of kids get their phones and they start to be aware. And they're like, oh, well, we'll go. We'll go beat the living shit out of this man.
So like, how many days a week are you getting the shit beat out of you? If you don't mind me asking, if you can round up or down.
School year, four.
Summer, 4 days a week.
Summer, seven.
Seven days a week during the summer.
7 days
a week. This is prime time for you.
This is prime time. This is where, like, you know, I really get out there. And honestly, it brings work in. I made $29 million last year from all these symposiums.
Oh, wow.
So it's worthwhile to a certain degree, everything but my ego. And that's why I'm happy to be on this audiobook just to talk about it a little bit.
Oh, it's a podcast.
Know.
But that's so interesting. Would if someone were to pay you $29 million to
get an almost daily beating?
Yeah. Would you take it?
By 13-year-olds?
Yeah.
I mean,
they could be vicious, though.
I might. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know? And to be fair, I'm not getting paid for getting beat up. I'm getting paid because of the publicity of getting beat up by Mike's Hard Lemonade to come in and teach them.
Would you show up to court for $2,000?
No, because I know that would be a trick. That would absolutely be the trick. If you're paying someone to go to court.
Like a jury duty style. When you watch that movie, or it's a TV show, I guess. Jury
I was
duty.
In it. I was in it.
You were in that.
Yeah, they cut me out because I believed it too much.
And you never thought it was going to be a 13-year-old beating you up?
No, that one I didn't, because they said right in the contract, this won't be 13-year-olds. I was like, 13-year-olds can't lie. Like, if they have to say if they're 13.
Did you ever consider that this podcast is just a ruse, that we're not recording anything, that actually a bunch of 13-year-olds are going to jump out from behind that door over there and just beat the shit out of
you? Yeah, I considered it, and I was like, that feels like maybe, like, even if they are recording, maybe like Bang Bang's been dropping off in listeners and they want to go viral off a little bit, just from the sound of a man getting beat up by 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I still came.
You still came?
I still came.
Mm-hmm. That is commitment, because I do want to tell you, yes, we have some 13-year-olds behind that door.
I knew it.
And they have been really looking forward to beating the shit out of you.
Of course.
I had heard about you, obviously.
Sure, sure.
I pay attention to these kind of things. Yeah. And Susie, you rounded up some of these, didn't you?
Well, yeah. You know, it's sort of, you know, I don't get bonuses on the construction site, so I had a couple of the guys.
Wait,
you got kids?
I asked. Oh, it's their kids.
They got kids.
I was
going
to say, if you just rounded up the construction people, that would be a...
No, they got work to do. They're busy.
Oh, okay. So, but their kids have come?
Grabbed a couple other kids. I'm not evil. I'm not mean. You know what I mean? So, I got a couple of the kids.
How many? Just so I know.
So you can prepare yourself mentally, or
there's 12. Yeah, so it's quite a few.
Biters?
Hmm?
Biters?
Oh, let's hope so.
Just in the biz, that's what we call kids who bite.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I would think even out of the biz.
It's a good name, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty descriptive.
Don't waste a lot of time, a little viral terminology.
So we have these 12 13-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to beat you up right now. If you want.
Well, I'll be honest. There's nothing I can do about it, right? So
that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, we have them. They're raring to go.
I mean, you could run.
Have you ever tried to outrun a 13-year-old?
No, I have not.
No,
you
won't do it.
I haven't found occasion to do so.
Yeah, well, I have tried many, many times.
13-year-olds are the quickest things on earth.
Quickest mammal.
Really?
Quickest mammal. Bluefin tuna can go faster.
Wow. Well, here we go. Let's open. They're all here.
Yeah.
Well, let's open up the. I'll open up the door over here. And,
hey guys, how are you doing? No karate. No karate.
Susie, I said no karate.
No karate.
You suck.
Okay, so what you're seeing now, this is the hell of sausage. Get your fingers out. This is sort of just how it. Yeah,
they're really focusing on the groin.
Yeah, well, that's their height. Yeah, they kind of.
So this is jiu-jitsu now.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, more flips.
Those kids have kendo sticks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you had to say hi-ya when you did kairate.
Yeah.
Kairate.
Kairate. That's kairate.
That kairate stuff.
Okay, so normally this goes on for 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, they're prepared to do it for that long.
Like until they just get bored?
They get bored. They get bored. Sometimes you can
you can see some of the taller ones starting to wander off.
Yeah, they wander. They don't have the attention span for it.
Okay, they've gone into the kitchen.
Adderall shortage, yeah.
Yeah. They've all, okay.
Okay.
But that was not long at all.
No, you're looking shockingly all right.
Yeah, you know what? I'm mostly callous, so that kind of helps a little bit.
I was going to say, your entire body just, it's very leathery.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, am I allowed to ask a question?
Wonderful. Yes.
I was just so curious, because I can see how this would maybe work for your brand, but how is that translating to, I don't know, Pepsi, Four Loko, something like that.
That's actually a really great question. I don't know if you noticed this, but a lot of times brands will go out there and they will kind of do the sort of metaphorical version of this, right? It'll be like 9/11 and they'll tweet.
I'm not following you at this point.
I'll pick a different one. Pearl Harbor. And they will post a picture of a Pepsi can being like, we'll always remember. And then people just digitally jujitsu them for a solid 2 weeks.
I see. So
this is a lot like the which Jenner was it that did the Pepsi campaign?
100% like that. I actually worked on that. I went in right before and I was like, what you need is something people hate so much that they will be furious at you and talk about it for days and days and days, just like these 13-year-olds that are kicking me in the teeth. And then they'll still think, but I do want a Pepsi, and they'll go and buy that.
I mean, I hadn't thought about Pepsi in years, and suddenly that was all I could think about for a
good
summer.
What's Pepsi?
Interesting.
Yeah, that actually is a tough question to answer. It's
I remember. It's a drink, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember.
It's technically a drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Technically, although I wouldn't suggest drinking it necessarily.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I said, I'm 50-50 on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's
Why
true.
Not?
Yeah.
May I yeah. ask a question?
Yeah, please. Yeah, by the way, I will stipulate that anyone can ask a question.
Well, actually, it's more of a pitch.
Okay.
Oh.
Because
I will authorize that as well.
I'm just like, you know, spitballing products here. But say, like, there you spend a day, because I'm assuming that this is almost always an ambush. Or you know, like the a trap.
Sometimes it's like a make-a-wish thing, and I know I'm going into it, but like 99%.
Right, right, right. Oh, there's make-a-wish gifts.
Yeah, they'll ask, and I'll, of course I'm going to.
Oh, what a nice send-off.
I'm not going to not do that.
Do they go through your agency, or is it more of a, they reach out to you directly?
Mainly through Cameo.
Oh, great.
Wow.
So now, you're doing Cameo. Do you get the shit beaten out of you during the Cameo?
You know, I wrote on there, don't beat me up, but it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, you can't, you know, it's like asking a bird saying, don't make me fly.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
But nope, we're going to be out there making birds fly every day.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking there's so much good stuff for branding. Like, you just spend the day in a shirt that says, you know, like tooth decay.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of kids in Colgate uniforms
charge
at you and beat you, you know, just like senseless.
Yeah, that actually is a great pitch. And like, I've actually pitch that to other corporations. They don't like it because you saw the beatings are so vicious.
Yeah.
They really got it.
They're not so fun.
And it's like, it doesn't feel good to mm-mm. see a kid that young be that violent.
Yeah, animalistic.
No, I was very disturbed by it. But that said, I want to get them back in here. Kids,
oh, sure.
Do you mind coming in? And
come
just
back
being...
in.
Yeah.
Hi-ya!
So, hi-ya! Yeah, I don't know if this is reading. Oh, my God. They got a melon baller from the kitchen.
Oh, that's a new
they're
one.
They're trying to scoop his belly
they're
button out.
They're heating it up with a big lighter.
Now they're doing Taekwondo.
So, like, to all the audiobook listeners, like, what's happening here is just, like, really excruciating for me. But you'll probably be able to see it on TikTok or X or anything like that later on. And
what is X?
I think X is what MySpace used to be.
Yes.
Okay, kids. All right. That's enough.
And the bigger ones are just gone at this point.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I think one turned 14 in the middle of that, by the way.
Oh, is that what the happy birthday cake was?
He got a little happy birthday ringtone on it.
The one wearing a little crown, paper crown.
Oh, that's really sweet that they did him. Something.
Yeah, he just lost interest immediately.
It must be a genetic thing. I don't know. I just bring it out.
Yeah.
Today I am a man and I have to beat the shit out of you.
Wow.
But you know what? It's all in pursuit of art. Same reason we do anything.
Right?
We're all the same.
Scott, can I ask a question?
Yeah, Tooman.
It's actually an answer. So I was just wondering, because I did a little bit of a Google search of you. Cool. You used to be a doctor.
Yeah, I was a doctor.
Do you still do that?
No. Here's the thing.
What kind of doctor were you, if you don't mind
me cardiac
asking.
Surgeon. And the
well, you need more of those in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
And but, it sounds like you were making a lot of breakthroughs.
I was doing really good, but what you don't need is cardiac surgeons who at any given moment, 13-year-olds might barge into the operating theater and just start punching. Like, it was very hard.
A hospital could have security measures that would.
Have you ever tried to get a 13-year-old to not do something?
That's a good point.
And they'll I will say most of the security at the construction site is sort of 12 to 14-year-olds.
Would you always do it in the operating theater?
Yeah, I'm a little theatrical guy. I like to put on a little show.
I think it's funny when people use those.
Well, it's just fun. You know, it's fun.
If I were the patient, I would not consent to it. It's like, I don't know.
Well, you bring it up after they're under.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see.
This is karma for me. I'm pretty sure my life is karma because
you would constantly like put people in the operating theater that didn't want to be in there.
Mm-hmm, and then I invite my buddies and like bring in a pony keg and we just have a good time. and I'd wear my cape and I'd do fun bits.
Cape?
It's the theater. It's the theater.
Oh, of course, my dear boy.
You gotta look good. But now I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, look, you're making more money.
A lot of money.
But are you happy? That's the thing. I mean, like, look at Susie Tooman over here. You know, she obviously is really good at what she does, but she seems very unhappy.
Yeah, I was sad at a construction site, and now I'm sad in this little podcasting room.
Well, I think we can all agree, all four of us are very sad about everything we've done in our lives.
I don't know that I would agree
with
that.
It just feels like that's what makes this episode work. We're all pretty, pretty sad all the time.
No, we're pretty happy guys.
Yeah,
we're just two bros, two carnies.
Two carnies that struck
out of a carny.
Well, we'll talk about the crediting.
Carny number one. Myself and party number three or four.
I'm picturing more of a far background role.
Like way far where we don't even get Where in IMDb it says uncredited?
Yeah, well, if you go tag yourself sort of in the IMDb page, maybe right, you can cut it yourself that way, but we'll just sort of say.
So many people did that on the Between Two Ferns movie before it ever came out.
Really?
Like, uncredited, yeah.
Uncredited.
Like, all the background actors on it, like, it would pop up.
Is that nice because people are excited about it, or is that...
I guess so. I mean, it was, yeah, they were more excited by it than the audience was, I would say.
No!
Yeah, Susie! You sound so dismayed. Look... I have no advice for you. I don't know if you came here for advice.
No.
This is not an advice podcast, mm-mm. So I would think that you wouldn't, but no. Your life sounds terrible, and I'm glad I'm not you.
Oh, thank you.
Can I just say, you also said you're so gullible, and we've said on several occasions that this is a podcast, but you do keep calling it an audiobook.
That's because I'm not falling for it.
Oh, I see.
I know this is an audiobook.
Wait, so you thought it was a trap to just record an audiobook instead of a podcast and not the 13-year-old boy part of it?
Well, I guess what's the difference? Audiobook?
Yeah, between an audiobook.
Are these 13-year-old boys or are they?
Oh, no. This is a very diverse group of boys, girls, non-binary.
A lot of non-binary 13-year-olds beating you up?
Lots of different races. They all they all love it. It's just an age thing, I guess.
Wow. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, I think it is beautiful. It's America, you know? It's America.
Wow. Well, look, Daniel, this is terrible. I feel like... I don't envy you is all I want to say.
And I don't envy you.
Okay, good. We have an agreement. Yeah. But one thing I do envy is the listeners who realize that this show is running out of time. And I'm really trying to make this make sense.
Do you want me to try, Scott?
Go ahead. Try it, Susie.
I don't want to.
You don't want to, really?
No.
You got to work on your segues if you're going to do podcasting.
Oh, okay.
So, what he said, we ended on don't envy you, and I have to take a break. So, how do you get there?
Okay. So, first, I think about what's something that a viewer would like. So, I'd go, Daniel's agreed to pay each and every listener $5,000 to go show up at court on Tuesday, which is above $2,000. So, that should be enough to get you to come to court. We'll be right back.
What are you talking about right now?
That was really good.
I feel like you're
have
not
you
listening,
agreed?
Scott.
That was really good. Pay $5,000?
It sounds like I have. I've been told I have.
Yeah.
I'll go for 10.
No.
No.
We're offering 5, Scott.
No, 5, sorry.
Then I will not go. I'm sorry. I would go for 10 today.
Speaking of 10, the only 10 I see is on a break.
You're the only 10 I see.
Wow.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, you really blossomed during the summer.
I really appreciate that. And I feel
16
like
years
I'm,
old.
I feel like I'm blossoming during this episode too.
Okay,
so.
Good. Yeah, you're getting a little more mature. Well, we are running out of time, unfortunately. I'm afraid to say that. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Keep it zooky and keep it fruity.
I'd like to plug.
Keep it fruity.
I'd like to plug.
Keep it fruity.
Stay strong, Queen, and keep it fruity.
Is that your catchphrase?
I'm not sold on it yet.
Wow, that was Keep It Fruity by Brendan Hogan. Brendan using the a sample that Vom from a couple of weeks ago laid. That was a pretty quick turnaround. Thanks so much to Brendan Hogan. And guys, what are we plugging? Andy, you obviously have a podcast, Three Questions.
I have a podcast, The Three Questions. Devo is going on tour.
Oh, really?
I don't have anything to do with that. I just wanted people to know.
Okay, good. Yeah, where can people get information about that?
I imagine on the internet.
Okay, that's a good place for it. Yeah, or on Earth somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a guy like you would mention it.
Keep your ears open, people.
Sure.
You might hear something.
Okay, wonderful. And is that the conclusion of your plugs that you're legally allowed to give?
Yeah, absolutely. I have nothing else.
We can plug quintuplets, though. No one's watching that.
Yeah, go check out quintuplets.
It's, all right.
It's the show I did that I like least.
Oh, no. What's the one you like? You probably can't mention the one you like the most.
People
are still watching. Oh, which one is it?
Andy Barker, P.I.
P.I. Oh, that was a good show.
It was a good show.
You worked out of the mini mall.
I did.
Yeah. Good stuff. Of course, people can't watch it.
Don't watch it, though.
Don't ever watch it.
Yeah.
Don't give Universal your money.
Yeah, don't make your eyes scabs.
Yeah. Susie Tuin, what do you want to plug?
Oh, I want to plug my stepdad Frank's commissary account. So if you can go ahead and send him some cash.
Mm. Yeah, he needs. What can you buy over there? Like
Kit
candy
Kats
bars?
And flip flops.
Yep. Daniel Kolodziej.
Yeah.
What do you want to plug?
I just want to plug.
How do you spell that again?
K O L O D J I E Z.
Got it.
Kolodziej.
Kolodziej. I won't forget.
Just the way
again.
It sounds.
Yeah, won't forget.
Yeah. I just want to plug the website X.
Great,
you know,
website.
Like, great website to go viral on.
Easy to find too. Just put an X in your computer somewhere.
Yep. Just getting better every day. You know, get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I want to plug. Head over to CBB World, and we have so many great shows over there. We have Scott Hasn't Seen. Andy, you were on an episode of Scott Hasn't Seen. What did we watch? We watched. Meryl Streep. Sophie's Choice.
Sophie's Choice. Yeah, that's right.
That was an interesting episode. Wasn't it
was. It was. Yeah, because that movie is a gut wrenching kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, but also a weird romance.
Yeah.
For most of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Suddenly Nazi time. we did a great episode where we watched Mr. Holland's Opus once with someone.
Nice.
And,
don't know who.
Don't know who. We'll never find out. But head over there to CBB World. We also have episodes of CBB Presents where people from this show have their own shows. Like Randy Snuts has his own show. Hey, Randy. We also have Who Me with the Batman. And Hines, I'm Prov to Meet You with Will Hines. And so many great shows. And if you're just listening to the regular Comedy Bang Bang, then you're only getting half the story. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Doors are made for closing, so we take them up and shut them tight. And then doors are made for locking, so we take up.
Every morning when I wake up and I see the bed that my girlfriend is not in now.
Every morning as I hit our tattoos and I'm very excited for the rampant.
I thought it was every morning when I wake up and I see the bed, I check to see if my girlfriend's dead.
Oh.
You say Sugar Ray, that band, the Mark McGrath.
Sugary. That was Every Plug Back Morning, Ted Nugent Sugary Mix by Maximiliano Ruocco. Thank you so much. If you have a plugs theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs and you could be famous for a week. And look, that's all it takes is to do something like that.
Yeah.
You can get on this show.
Whoever did that remix is probably getting beaten up by 13-year-olds right now.
Speaking of which, I want to thank Daniel Kolodziej.
Kolodziej, K-O-L-O-D-J-I-E-Z.
That's right. I won't forget it again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Susie Tooman, good luck. I doubt we'll be talking to you before homecoming, but will you give us an update next time you're on?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And throw a couple of carny jobs at, Andy over here.
And good, I will if you're willing to do it for free.
Good luck with Paul.
Do you mean it?
I do.
Thank you.
I do, yeah. One of them sounds great. The other... sounds like a bore, but I will not say which one.
I'm so nervous. I just hope I get kissed.
Have you ever been kissed, by the way?
Never.
I mean, other than by...
Big
who
Tony.
Was it? Yeah, Big Tony.
Big Tony. I'm but there was tape Tony, in between. And there was tape in between. Yeah, it doesn't count, Scott.
Doesn't count if there's tape in between. Right. I've always said that.
Yep.
Too much? Yep. Say it too much.
That's it. These lips are done with being virgins.
If there's a condom on it, doesn't count. If there's tape in between, anything
I'm
like...
I'm writing this down.
Anything like that in between doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Right? Speaking of not counting, we're not going to count how many of these 13-year-olds are going to come back in here and beat the shit out of you. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Obviously, you expected it, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't mind. That's
gotta
just
go out on it.
Come on in, guys.
Fun.
Hi-ya!
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, he's got a fork.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. the McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.